Colorful Colorado may need to be changed to Crowded Colorado, with the number of people expected to move here by 2040. All that growth will take a toll on the state's infrastructure, as well as water and other natural resources. As part of a series that we're calling Changing Colorado, Bensa Berkland looks at the current population trends and which areas will be impacted the most.
Parts of Colorado are already feeling the pinch of an ever-growing population. Greeley is now a city of more than 100,000, and affordable housing on the Front Range is getting harder to come by. Now factor in a 40% increase in population over the next 25 years.
What we forecast is kind of what we would say an average growth.
That's state demographer Elizabeth Garner. For our series, Rocky Mountain PBS iNews analyzed data from her office and the U.S. Census Bureau. The numbers show an estimated 7.8 million people will call Colorado home by the year 2040.
A lot of areas are poised for growth.
Weld County's population is expected to double to 500,000, and El Paso County will still be the state's largest county. And it's not just the Front Range. The iNews analysis shows 7 of the 10 fastest-growing counties will be on the Western Slope, including Eagle, Garfield, and Rout.
Colorado continues to attract those in the 24 to 35-year age group, and that means there's jobs here.
Mark Radke is with the Colorado Municipal League, a resource for cities and towns, which represents their interests at the state capitol.
It shows health. I mean, if we're the opposite were true and you were in a state that showed 24 to 35-year-olds exiting, you know you'd have a problem.
But growth poses its own challenges. Colorado's housing is already tight. More people will likely continue to price out those who can't keep up with the real estate market.
And eventually that will catch up with us.
Kelly Moy is a spokeswoman with the Colorado Association of Realtors.
Our market will become not affordable for most people. And when companies look to bring jobs, and they may choose another place because it's not an affordable place to live.
That's what happened to 30-year-old Trang Pham. While she found a place to live in Telluride, she couldn't find space to grow her Vietnamese food business.
I love Telluride. The thing is, my passion to do something for myself is a little bit bigger than wanting to stay in Telluride, and that's the only reason why I'm leaving.
And realizing that most of those moving here will likely settle in more urban areas, some rural communities are struggling to stay relevant. Pockets of western Colorado and the eastern plains will stay stagnant or lose population. John Sutherland is the city administrator of Lamar, located 2 hours east of Pueblo. He says young people in his community are already leaving to go to areas with better job prospects.
We've got a number of initiatives underway by people who have just basically, I feel like, dug their heels in and said, we're not going to allow this to happen. I'm hopeful that that attitude is, we'll win. But I'm not sure it will.
The Colorado Municipal League's Mark Radke says it will take new approaches.
What I've always found to be very heartening is the inventiveness that I see in these communities of making the most of what they have and building on that.
No matter where people end up living, having enough water to accommodate an additional 2.3 million people in the coming years will be an issue. That's why Governor John Hickenlooper is promising action on the newly released statewide water plan.
We now have a plan with measurable objectives, concrete goals. We've got to get right to work.
But an aging population is the biggest change on the horizon. We currently are among the youngest states in the country. State demographer Elizabeth Garner says that will start to shift when a large group of people who moved here in the 1970s reach retirement.
The goal is to create a strategic plan for how do you age well in Colorado. So not saying that anything magical happens at 65, but you start switching into that non-worker. And that's a difference because your commuting is different, your use of transportation is different, your housing choices may change.
Change is inevitable, which is why state leaders say it's important to create long-term plans now. The governor's office has a commission on aging, and earlier this year, lawmakers created a separate task force to study the issue. In the coming months, we'll examine aspects of a change in Colorado in more detail and what it means to those of us living here now. I'm Bente Berkland at the state capitol.
So, Carlos, you know, so many dynamics to a growing population in Colorado and people coming from all over. I feel like on a daily basis, I run into people that have moved here from somewhere else. And of course, they're mm-hmm. bringing their style and their culture and their music. Mm-hmm. And that goes along with everything that Benta just reported in regards to resources and things of that nature. So between now and 2040, a lot of change coming.
Well, yeah. And it's good to know that the dialogue is taking place now in reference to affordable housing. They've been going on for a while. We could see it here in Five Points that the mayor, that's high on his agenda. And not just the mayor, but a lot of the community leaders certainly understanding the dynamics that that affordable housing has to go along with the job market, and not only that, but the people who've been here a long time, not to be priced out of their own neighborhoods.
Absolutely. So, and yeah. When you're talking about all those people, you got to talk about where they're going to go and where they go on the streets this morning. Definitely a little bit thick on I-25 southbound and C-470 westbound, but wherever you are, it's going to be a beautiful day in Denver, and we're glad to have you. Sunny high near 60 coming for you.
Here's pianist Horace Parlin. We get closer to the Stories of Standards tune Out of Nowhere by Johnny Griffin. Let's get this one in from Horace first, though. It could happen to you.